Investment Flash.
Jamie Dimon is back with the fire and brimstone, and buddy, he is not pulling any punches on where interest rates are headed.
See, this is exactly what I mean. Everyone is so focused on the Fed's next pivot that they're ignoring the structural rot Dimon is pointing at.
Yeah, look, Jamie's basically turned into the market's self-appointed pest control officer, hasn't he?
Haha, yeah, he really has.
All right, welcome to Investment Flash, the London edition for Thursday, May 21st. I'm Marie, joined by Tom and Gerald, and we are sifting through a very messy bond market today.
Messy is an understatement, Marie. We have Dimon saying rates could go much higher, while the long-term Treasury ETF is sitting just 1% above its 52-week low.
The thing is, the bear case for bonds is already so heavily priced in after that 3.5% slide year to date.
Wait a second, Gerald. Did you see that Market Watch piece about the credit termites?
I did. It's a sharp take. Basically saying opaque AI loans and excessive leverage are hollowing out the economy from the inside.
Exactly. It's not just about the macro cycle anymore. These termites are a structural vulnerability that could force a massive flight to safety into treasuries if things snap.
No way. If that happens, the short squeeze on bonds would be absolutely violent.
Honestly, we're already seeing some smart money move. Look at David Zahn, the man who famously called the gilt route.
Right. He's actually buying UK gilts now that they're hitting a 6% yield?
Yeah, look, the UK gilt ETF is down over 33% in the last year. Zahn thinks the pain is largely in the price, and honestly, 6% is a hard number to ignore for a sovereign bond.
I'm going to push back here. Just because it's down 33% doesn't mean it can't go lower if inflation stays sticky in the UK.
Fair enough, but Zahn has the track record. When he starts buying the dip, I usually stop mocking it.
Haha, fair point. But speaking of things that only go up, look at real estate. Despite everything we just said about rates, the Vanguard Real Estate ETF is near its 52-week high.
Hold on, Tom. That's because the market is pricing in a soft landing. If those termites I mentioned earlier start chewing through the drywall, real estate is the first thing to crumble.
To be fair, the charts are showing real momentum. Both major real estate ETFs are up about 9% year to date.
Exactly.
100%.
That's the whole story.
See, even Gerald's can't deny the price action, buddy. And it's the same in biotech. The SPDR biotech ETF jumped nearly 4% last session.
Look, I'm glad investors are finally looking at fundamentals in biotech instead of just obsessing over FDA headlines.
Wait, calling the bottom on biotech again, Tom? That's what, 6 bottoms this cycle for you?
Ha, okay, you got me there. But look, it's up 8% year-to-date off a very low base. There's room to run.
I actually agree with Tom on this one. If the regulatory chaos is being tuned out, the innovation in the pipeline finally gets to take center stage.
All right, but we need to talk about Germany. The gas storage levels are under 30% full, and with the Iran conflict still squeezing supply, we are looking at a potential winter crunch.
That is a massive headwind for the DAX. German industry can't handle another massive spike in energy costs.
Exactly. The DAX is flat year to date, while other indices are flying. If you're looking for a place where the wheels could come off, it's German industrial equities.
So you're saying buy the natural gas fund? It's down about 5% this year.
Yeah, look, if the supply fears get real, that natural gas ETF could rebound sharply. It's a classic hedge against a cold winter and bad geopolitics.
Not so fast. Before we get too deep into energy, we have to mention the trade deal. Beijing is saying they've agreed to lower tariffs on $30 billion worth of goods with the U.S.
And farm products are right in the middle of it. The agribusiness ETF is already up 10% year to date. This tariff news is pure fuel for that fire.
It's a nice headline, but $30 billion is a drop in the ocean for total U.S.-China trade. That's why the China large cap ETF is still just a hold. It's not enough to move the needle.
Right, and that's the problem. We're seeing these little pockets of relief while the broader emerging markets are under massive pressure from central bank interventions.
Honestly, the swap markets are already pricing in a rate hike for South Africa.
The South Africa ETF is down over 1% year to date and could fall further if they have to tighten to save the currency.
Man, it's just a sea of red for EM, while US tech is out here throwing a party. But even the party might be getting too crowded.
You're talking about the semiconductor ETF, aren't you?
I am. Look, I'm the biggest bull on the planet, but it's up 51% year to date. It is 141% above its 52-week low.
Oh, that's brutal. Even Tom is getting nervous. The end must be near.
All right. But seriously, Bloomberg is flagging that positioning is incredibly crowded and rate volatility is surging. If the risk-on trade unwinds, the semis are going to be the exit door everyone tries to run through at once.
See, this is what I mean. We have this massive fragmentation. Bonds are at the bottom, semis are at the moon, and nobody is looking at the dollar.
That's the missing piece in the commentary today. If the Fed stays hawkish and the dollar index starts climbing again, all these fragile recoveries in emerging markets are going to evaporate.
No way. The dollar has been so quiet lately.
Quiet until it isn't, Tom. As always, none of this is investment advice. We are just three people looking at the same screens you are.
And sometimes those screens tell us that analysts revising price targets after the fact is basically the only free retirement plan left.
Huh, yeah, that's her.
If you're finding the show helpful, hit follow on Spotify or check out investmentflash.com for the full digest with all the charts and sources.
We've got a big afternoon ahead of us as the U.S. markets open up and digest these bond warnings.
Right, we'll see if the termites have actually started on the foundation yet.
We'll be back for the New York edition later today at 9 a.m. New York time.
Catch you then, buddy.